This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, about why AMLO, the President of Mexico, outgoing, cannot succeed himself, gave such a blunt response to CBS's 60 Minutes about his demands. He said, "I say what's on my mind. What's on his mind is he wants $20 billion a year for South American and Caribbean nations from the U.S., he wants the embargo lifted on Cuba. He wants the sanctions lifted on Venezuela. He wants, very carefully, the Mexicans in the United States to get legal status, those who are here without it. These requests are in exchange for something to be done at the U.S.-Mexico border, which these last weeks has been pretty much in the news every day as out of control." Joseph Umar has an interpretation of these remarks, since it's hard to believe that the Biden administration could satisfy them. Here's Joseph Umar to explain the thinking, the very careful thinking, of the President of Mexico to make demands that can't be satisfied of the United States. Why?
No, I think the message was the narrative that he's trying to amplify, which is a narrative coming out of Havana and Caracas, which is that the root causes, quote unquote, root causes of the immigration to the U.S. southern border is the sanctions of the United States against specific countries in the world, in this case, Cuba and Venezuela. That's why he mentioned the embargo. That's why he mentioned the sanctions on Venezuela, because that's the narrative that Nicolas Maduro has and that Diaz-Canel has in Cuba and in Venezuela. They say that their economic problems aren't the result of their economic malpractice, but rather the result of U.S. sanctions. And that's the reason that their currency plummeted, their GDP's dropped by 60% in the last 10 years. And so they basically shifted the blame. And so AMLO's amplifying that through this interview and, you know, on a very prominent media outlet, like such as 60 Minutes.
More of this later.